Now, once you've detected abnormal lung sounds, you should try to assess their distribution. This can sometimes tell you what the most likely causes are. For example, the previous radiographs in the dog with aspiration pneumonia, in this dog, the abnormal lung sounds would be cranioventral and loudest on the side where the disease was located. Other useful distributions are perihilar in some cases of left heart failure, albeit a tough call to make, dorsochordal in mild or moderate neurogenic edema. When neurogenic edemas are severe, then it's generalized. But if it's mild, it can be just heard in the dorsochordal fields. When you have pleural space disease, the lung sounds are quiet or absent where the fluid, air or mass is. And they're normal or harsher in the areas where the lungs are. So with pleural space disease, the lungs are often partially collapsed and the airways are narrower, hence more turbulence and louder air sounds.